This is Wade Breath, here with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The solar panels that China installed in the first 9 months of 2017 exceeded all the solar panels in the U.S. up to 2016. The man who sent 14 mail bombs to 12 people who had been targeted by President Trump was arrested and is a strong Trump supporter who Attorney General Sessions identified as a partisan. In Dodge City, Kansas, the polling place was moved from the Civic Center to 4 miles out of town in a move roundly protested. Some of the world's most destructive earthquakes, China in 2008, Haiti in 2010, and Japan in 2011 among them, occurred in areas that seismic hazard maps had deemed relatively safe. President of Sri Lanka has suspended parliament for 2 weeks as he tries to shore up support for unseating the country's prime minister, igniting a constitutional crisis. Apple News is automatically loaded on Apple phones and viewed by 90 million people potentially, making it one of the largest voices of news in the English language. Louisiana, Kentucky, Maryland, and Delaware are the only states in the largest definition of the Greater South that have not enacted new voting restrictions in the last 8 years. Equitas is a nonprofit organization that provides training on effective prosecution for sex crime cases. Malaysia's new government has decided to abolish the death penalty immediately after a death sentence was handed down to a 29-year-old man who'd sold cannabis oil to a patient. A senior civil servant in a Danish welfare agency is on the lam now after it was discovered that the 64-year-old suspect stole $17 billion from the agency. White Americans earn about 77% of total income in the U.S. SIM cards, which carry an identification card number unique to the owner, are now in 130 million vehicles globally. In 2016, about a quarter of the nation's tenants paid more than half of their income in rent, according to the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard. In Uganda, nearly 80% of the population is under the age of 30. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.